Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Recording Artist Bunny is making his first appearance to our program today to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that not only with the state of Mississippi, but also with the world, thanks to the Internet. You guys are going to actually hear one of his singles a little bit later in the program, a single called Bop that's getting a lot of attention. We'll also tell you how you can stay connected with Bunny and find out what's coming up next for him. But, Bunny, hello to you, and welcome to Conversations Live. Glad you could join us today, man.
Only in Mississippi. It's the one on AKA Ryan. How everybody doing out there today? I'm glad y'all got me on the radio.
All right, glad to have you on with you, man. But you know what? You say, you know, in Mississippi, but, I mean, like I was saying, you know, especially because of the Internet, man, you've been able to reach the masses, definitely people outside the state line. What has it been like for you, Vonnie, to be able to introduce your music to people and to see the way that they're responding to it?
At first I didn't really know I had as much going as I did until I started paying attention to my fans, my people in the city. Then I started taking my movement from the clubs inside my city onto the Internet, you know, and the social media around the world. So, you know, I've been trying to keep my people entertained through social media, but I've been noticing my fan base getting bigger online as more as I just put my entertainment into, you know, keeping my people pleased with the music. You know, I do my own beats and my own production. So, you know, I got my team behind me now. I got my people following me on the Internet and in the streets. So it's getting pretty out of control.
Right, right. You know, it's funny, Bunny, I actually heard about you through a guest we had on the show previously, DJ Problem, and we were talking about, you know, one of the things he was talking about was the buzz that you've been able, you know, to have for yourself. You know, when you kind of look at that, and even in the single Bop that we hear, you even, of course, shout out Mississippi there, but, you know, it really is, I think, a song, you know, it definitely has a great feel to it, you know, something that people will definitely love in the club, but also I think it definitely does, you know, appear to be something bigger than Mississippi. Is that kind of your hope, to be able to create music that everybody can like?
Correct. I mean, it's a fairly good vibe song, positive energy. I really don't know how the world's going to take it, but I figure if people in my city will take heed on it, because I came up in a hard city to get support from. If I can get support in my city, I feel like I can get support from anywhere. So now I'm trying to put the song out into the nation. And I've been getting good feedback so far. So, you know, I mean, I'm feeling pretty good about the song and the project itself.
Okay, we're going to come back to that here in a moment, Bunny. But let's go back to music for you. I mean, how this all kind of started. I mean, when did you first realize that music is something that you wanted to do?
I mean, I first picked up my first pair of drumsticks at the age of 12. My sister introduced me to music, and I ended up joining the band, where I started producing probably around 05. My brother, when he got out of prison, he had a whole lot of lyrics. He needed somebody to make his beat. So I produced from about 05 till about 2010. I started putting together words. I pretty much rhymed Cat in the Hat, didn't look back, you know, so I've been doing it ever since then.
Yeah.
So it's still all kind of new to me, but, you know, I've been entertaining since I was little, so, you know, putting the show business to the music is all kind of like I'm supposed to be doing it. That's why I call myself an entertainer, not an artist.
Right. Well, you know, let's talk about the entertainment, because I think Bop definitely has that feel to it. I mean, you can almost visually see it. I mean, especially with the exaggerated pauses in there, our listeners will be able to hear that a little bit later, kind of get that Matrix feel to it a little bit. I mean, how important is that for you to get your audience involved, to get people involved in not just listening to the music, but actually feeling the music?
I mean, you know, I make music to make people move. I mean, when you hear the song, it's kind of hard for you to just sit still and listen to it, because, I mean, listening to Bop, you can listen to it and tell pretty sure you're supposed to be doing something. I don't care if you don't know what you're doing or not, I'm pretty sure you're going to move. But, you know, there are movements to the song. It's just as entertaining. The show is just as entertaining as the song itself. And it's a dance. It's all based off a dance that started in Mississippi, you know, and evolved. Now I'm trying to make it go worldwide, because I know, you know, the kids looking for something to get into, and, you know, it's nothing better than dance music and entertainment, have a good time, their party vibe.
Right, exactly. I think that is a really good point. And we're going to come back to that, too. I want to say for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live, I'm speaking to Vonnie today. He is an individual that's definitely been able to make his mark, being able to do the kind of music that he loves, and to be able to share that not only with his state of Mississippi, but now, of course, with the world. Bop is a single you guys are going to hear a little bit later, and we'll be telling you how you guys can stay connected with Vonnie. Vonnie, I want to talk about the responsibility you feel. I mean, you know, I think the interesting thing about you is that you don't mind, you know, dancing to the beat of your own drum. I mean, where did that courage come from to do what you wanted to do?
I'm sorry, can you repeat the question for me?
Sure. I was just saying, you know, where did the courage come from for you to be able to do what you wanted to do and to not be able to judge yourself by other people?
I mean, I've been dancing, like I said, I've been dancing since I was 16. Anytime I go anywhere, people make a circle around me and they want to see me move, so I figure why not put that in my music? Because, I mean, any artist can get on stage and hold his nuts and rap, but how many artists can get on stage and do what I do?
Right, exactly.
You know, so I mean, I had to make it to where, you know, the music and the entertainment are going to sell itself. So even if you don't know my song, you can still put me on stage and play it, and I'm going to catch people's eyes, so, you know. That's a big plus for me to be able to go anywhere and do my thing, and whether people know me or not, they still love it.
Right, right. So when you hear from people that you don't know, because it's one thing to have your friends tell you, oh, you know, I really enjoy that, or, oh, you know, that's a great song, that's a great beat. But when you hear from people who you don't know how much they're enjoying the music, how does that make you feel?
It's kind of shocking because, you know, like I say, I always say only in this city. I'm down here in a small city on the 228, so I don't know how my computer half the time, so I don't really know how people are, you know what I'm saying, responding to my music. Like, I just did a show out in Delta, Louisiana. Never been there before. I'm at the gas station. People are like, hey, ain't you that Bop guy? You that Bop guy? So, you know, like I say, social media around the world, I'm just trying to take heed to that. It's just all kind of hitting me by storm. You know, like I say, I'm a fresh artist. I'm just getting into the game. I'm trying to learn the business. It's just, it's an experience, man. It's a real experience.
Right. Well, you know, part of, I think, being able to know the business, and you've referenced it yourself, I think, and that is the importance of social media and being able to be a part of that world. I mean, talk to us about that part. I mean, because I think a lot of people don't realize, Vonnie, how important it is to have that presence. I mean, did you know going into this that you were going to have to, you know, not only be seen where you are, but also to be on these online platforms so people outside of your area could see you too?
I mean, I'm already on social media all day, every day, you know, so I figure why not turn it into a career? I mean, you know, people stay on social media more than they watch TV nowadays, so if you want to get famous or you want to get seen, I feel like why not get on Facebook, get on YouTube, get on Instagram, get on Twitter, you know, connect to people and talk to people. And good thing with that is I can have a direct relationship with all my fans. I get people inboxing me all the time. You know, and I just reply, you know, it ain't on no, I like this artist, I don't have no way to get in contact with him. You know, all you got to do is want to get in contact with him. Get on Twitter and DM me, I'll get you back.
Right. So I want to talk about the live performance for a moment. I mean, I've heard a lot of artists say that is like the biggest high, being able to be up on that stage and to be able to feel that energy. What is that like for you? It's one thing for you to be in the studio, but what is it like for you to be up on that stage and to see the way that people are responding to the music?
You know, a lot of people usually get butterflies and get tired, I mean, get anxious before it's time to get on stage. For me, I'm just, I love to perform, you know, I love performing. I love to get entertainment and entertain people. So when it's time for me to show out on stage, you know, that's like bringing the actual God, Vonnie out of me and bringing me a life. So it's kind of a adrenaline rush. I get mad when I don't get me a show within a couple of months, you know, and I'm sitting around waiting. I'm doing all this grinding, working the streets, and on social media. I don't get no shows. But when I finally give me a show, I'm like, okay, it's time. You know, we having rehearsals and everything. I feel like the only thing I'm missing is firecrackers behind me.
Well, you know, there's nothing like a great show. I want to say again, for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. Vonnie, I just want to let you know, they're telling me they're getting some feedback back from you. I'm not really sure if it may be something with the speaker or not, but they're getting a little bit of feedback on your end. But for those who are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking to recording artist Vonnie today. We're talking to him not only about the love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with all of you, whether you're in the state of Mississippi or around the world. That's one of the things that he's been able to do. We're getting ready to hear the single Bop here in a moment. But before we get into that, Bunny, I want to ask you about the other part of this, and that is, as an artist, you not only have fans, but you also have people that look up to you, people that respect you. What is that like for you, to know that there are people who, just because you're doing what you love, you know, are respecting you and want to be like you?
I got to a point where I couldn't ignore, I feel like the song got so big to the point where it made a movement, and then from behind the movement, people started falling in love with me. So I knew it was a reputation I had to keep, and it was an image I got to keep, you know what I'm saying? So it's a lot of stuff I can and I can't do, you know what I'm saying, just respect that, because the majority of my fan base is kids, I ain't going to lie to you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? From three, I done seen them two, one, people post their videos, kids dance to my song. So I had to keep my image right. And it's just, I don't even know. I get caught up on these radio interviews. I got excuses. Man. I haven't done too many. You know, I'm an independent artist. So
No. It's cool. But, you know, I think you really answered it, though, Vonnie. I mean, with that about, you know, about how it feels for you. I mean, especially with the young kids knowing, man, that you're doing something that, you know, that they love. I mean, that has to be a great feeling. Is that part of your hope, though, that you're able to inspire people as you're able to succeed, too?
Correct, because, I mean, you know, of course everybody gets in this game, they want to make money, but I can see myself being satisfied. I don't need $1 million. I feel like I'll feel better. I get a better feeling, and money can't replace the feeling I get when I see myself doing something positive, because everybody pay attention to the music industry. There's not a lot of positive going on right now, so I feel like that's more important than me out here making money. So I try to set a role, you know what I'm saying, for the kids to go by, because, you know, kids growing up these days, a lot of violence out in the street. They don't got nobody to follow behind. So I try to show, you know, other ways of getting out there besides selling drugs and, you know, doing all this, walking around with your pants sagging. And, you know, you can get respect without doing all that. You don't got to have $1 million in your pocket to be a real, you know. I ain't going to try to get too much into the street talk. But, you know, it's other stuff, you know, school, that's real
right.
Important. I hate that I dropped out. I made a mistake and I dropped out in high school, but I had to make something out of nothing. But now I'm back getting my education, so, you know, I'm trying to preach that to the kids, you know.
Right. Right. Well, you know what? That in itself is a great message. Well, I think we made them wait long enough, Bunny, for those who have not had a chance to hear the single before, Bop, Here Is Your Opportunity. We'll be back with our final moments with Bunny right after this. You guys stay with us.
Only Mississippi. You already know who it is.
You already know who it is.
228 representative.
228 representative.
Let go. Turn up.
Bop, bop. Walk up in a club like wine, bopping in a club like wine. Walk up in a club
I'm
like
dance floor.
I'm bopping. I move.
Stop jock.
You know I turn up like a rock.
Hey, turn up.
Get on that stage, hand me that mic, and I'm a rock.
Blah!
I'm AKA Bonnie, and I'm getting the club bop.
Let go.
Shaking, moving, jigging, bobbing like Bernard Hop.
Like I'm caramel chocolate, I got booty on my body like a bun on a spot.
I pop your girl, she bad, she love, she love.
The way I swag,
I swag,
get up.
I slide to the left and then freeze.
Come on,
walk up in the club.
Come on.
Like
bop, 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 b
With his single Bop right here on Conversations Live. We've actually been speaking with Bonnie today, talking to him not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. Bonnie, we mentioned social media earlier. Excuse me. How can our listeners stay connected with you, man, as well as, of course, be able to support the music?
Best way to get in touch with me is through social media. All my social media, you can find me at AKAVONNY. If you're looking for my music, tune in on YouTube. I keep all my latest music posted on YouTube. You can't really download too many spots right now because I'm trying to get some things together behind the scenes before you can get all this hot new music. SoundCloud is at AKA Vonny. Email me at Vonny, VONNY228@gmail.com. If you're trying to book me, 228-297-9811.
All right, buddy, man, congratulations to you, man, not only on the single, but making great music, man, that people enjoy and definitely can move to. And we look forward to seeing what's coming up next for you, man.
I sure appreciate it. Everybody look out for me. I'm just going to get ready to get up out of Mississippi, and I'm going to take over the nation. So I'll be in the city pretty soon, and when I get there, you will not be able to not notice me.
All right, then you heard it right from the man himself. I want to thank our good friend DJ Problem for setting up this conversation with us today. I also want to thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us, both for our radio audience as well as us tuning in online, for joining us for another edition of Conversations Live. Now, if you came in late and missed part of the conversation, don't worry. Thanks to our friends online, you guys can catch the replay of this right as we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website. We've already tagged Bonnie, I know, on Facebook and Twitter, so we'll make sure that we do that again so you guys can find the link there. But go to Facebook.com/CyrusWebb or go to Twitter.com/CyrusWebb. Click on that link. You can listen to the show completely for free and even share it with your friends using the social media buttons you'll find there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You all make it a great one.